Gwen Springmeier says she couldn't be happier with her idyllic slice of life in Salt Lake City's Upper Avenues. She chairs the community council there and supports District 3 incumbent Stan Penfold.
I like it because it is a self-contained neighborhood. There's a bank. There's a dry cleaners. There's a long list of restaurants.
District 3 spans east from the affluent Federal Heights neighborhood near the University of Utah, west to a more diverse industrial section of town just east of I-15. Springmeier and I paid a visit to a tennis court in her neighborhood. This one in Reservoir Park is well-maintained by city workers. It's quite the contrast to a less visible tennis court at Lindsay Gardens. This one is covered in graffiti, with plants growing up through the cracks on the surface of the court. The council's rationale for approving an $8 million property tax increase this year was partly to address backlogged maintenance like this. But Springmeier says she's not sure how to feel about the city's tax hike because she doesn't know what it's going to pay for.
I would really like to see a list of what's going to take place after the tax increase money starts coming in. And there are things I'd like to make sure are on that list.
District 3 Councilman Stan Penfold says he would have preferred the city make that list before approving a tax hike, which he voted against.
We'll probably end up seeing that tax increase spent on other infrastructure needs and not necessarily things like replacing the brick wall behind the cemetery, which is a historic feature in our neighborhood. People really care about that. It's really visible and it's crumbling, and it's not on the list of things we're going to fix.
Penfold says the city could have partnered with the state to fund improvements to things like streets that carry mostly commuter traffic.
But if we just go ahead and say to the residents, we're going to fund it ourselves, you kind of lose that leverage and that bargaining opportunity with the state to say, hey, we think you should participate too, because we are the capital city.
The west end of Penfold's district is a railroad corridor with a lot of small-scale warehouses and modest homes. But he says the area is improving. The Salt Lake City Marmalade Branch Library is under construction. Penfold says the block will be a community gathering place.
It's all about how to make that walkable. How do you have a destination so that people feel like I don't have to get in my car and travel to get some groceries or have a little bite to eat or a coffee?
Penfold, who chairs the city's redevelopment agency, also initiated a rezone of the area from industrial to residential. Most residents in Salt Lake City's 3rd District applaud Penfold's performance in his first term. Sherman Clow, on the other hand, is posing a challenge. He's vying for Penfold's seat to take back access to downtown amenities he says Avenues and Capitol Hill residents are losing. Specifically, he takes issue with the big blue parking meters downtown.
In the middle of a recession, they spent millions on new, real cool meters. You know, I like smartphone apps, and I think being able to use a credit card is good. But then they extended the hours in the evening, which has really hurt a lot of local businesses downtown.
Clow says some of the decisions Salt Lake City officials have made are making life more complicated and costly. And on top of that, the Avenues has poor bus service. He says it's easier for someone who lives in the south of the valley to enjoy an evening in downtown Salt Lake City than someone who lives in the Avenues or Capitol Hill.
They can enjoy downtown. They can take a late night tracks out back to their car. But in the Avenues, if you're not on the bus by 6:30 p.m., you're taking a cab or walking home.
With transportation, city maintenance, and other issues on their minds, voters will decide on November 5th whether to give Stan Penfold another term in office or elect Sherman Clow to represent their economically diverse district. Whitney Evans, KUER News.